Okay,
hey. Jesus, not that loud. All right, you ready? Here we go.
Sure.
KX93.5 is joined right now by my fellow young mind. Hey, Nia.
Hi, Tyler.
This is Nia Evans. We founded together the activist group, if I can call it that, Young Minds for Laguna's Future. We've spoken at 2 city council meetings, and that is so far our achievements.
Yeah, exciting.
I'm happy with us so far.
We also spoke at a planning commission.
That's true. That's
and
going deep.
Arts commission.
Okay, maybe
yeah.
4.
Yeah, I feel like we've got some...
Never mind. We've done a few things.
Yeah, we've got some things going.
So I did a little podcast yesterday, and I just posted it to our Facebook group about tonight's proposed trolley changes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I think yet, so
no,
I don't want to tell you,
I
don't want to influence you. So I want to hear straight from you, and you said you have a lot of thoughts on this. And just a little background, the city is considering, and I don't know the exact specifications, but they have a few options. They could eliminate weekday trolleys altogether in the off season. They could change the routes. They could eliminate weekend trolleys. Basically, ridership is down about 24%, so they're trying to decide what to do. So, Nia.
Yeah, so ridership is down and the cost is up.
Right.
So obviously that's working against us. From my understanding, there's two options that are going to be presented in front of city council today. The first is to eliminate the neighborhood services altogether. And the second is to, I think, somehow alter them slightly. I don't know. I don't have the
specifications.
Yeah,
one of them is like to only do one specific route. There's a few options.
Yeah.
But basically it's reducing neighborhood trolley.
Exactly.
Riding.
So I live in Arch Beach Heights and I have my whole life. And it is, I would say, heavily reliant on the trolley, especially during the summer hours. So I'm super concerned about losing the trolley up in Arch Beach Heights for multiple reasons. One, there are a lot of nannies, housekeepers, dog walkers, people that rely on the trolleys to get up and down the hill. And if we eliminate them, I'm worried that we're going to have a lot of pedestrian movement on the hill, which is super dangerous and makes me just nervous for all the people that need to come up and down the hill. And if they're going to walk, it's just not a good idea. So that makes me nervous. The other thing that's a little bit more technical, I guess, is the app is terrible. The app is super unreliable. I am a big trolley rider in the summertime. I like to take it down to the sawdust in the evenings. And I would say half the time I miss it because it's either not working at all or it's lagged and like the tracking software is just trash. The other thing, I bet you didn't think I had this much to talk about.
No, I'm not surprised at all. Please continue.
The other thing is by limiting public transportations to these neighborhoods in Laguna, we are cutting ourselves off from building my favorite thing, ADUs. So by taking away public transportation, it's going to make it really difficult for neighborhoods to be building ADUs because it's going to mess with the parking compliance. So that's
a good point.
That's a bit more of a tough kind of foreseen issue in the future. But those are my main issues. And I'm interested to know what you think.
Well, no surprise here. We are in complete agreement.
Okay, good. Whew, I was sweating.
Basically what I said yesterday, and I stand by this, and there's a sign. I live in Bluebird Canyon, so I have a similar but slightly different experience. There's a sign in Bluebird Canyon right now that it's invented this new hashtag I think is great for the trolley situation. Improve it, don't remove it.
Okay, wait. Who came up with this?
I
need it on my trolley stop.
It's right by our trolley stop. It says improve it, don't remove it. It says come to city council tonight to vote. So somebody in Bluebird Canyon is looking out and
fabulous.
Trying to be an activist. I agree with that sentiment completely. The Trolley Tracker, which is not a city app, it's the Visit Laguna Beaches feature on their app.
Exactly.
To get people to incentivize downloading that app does not work.
No.
And we have a 13-year-old girl at home. Many times she's been downtown and we've been like, let's use Laguna Beaches transportation. Have her take the trolley. Come up to Bluebird.
Mm-hmm.
Download the Trolley Tracker, Julie. So she will. And then she'll wait half an hour past when it was supposed to arrive. And then the trolley will show up and she'll say, cool, I'm going to Bluebird. And they're like, whoa, we don't go to Bluebird.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So that to me is the problem. I think Lagunans fully intend and want to utilize the trolley. but we don't know the routes. We don't understand what's going where, and the trolley tracker doesn't help and is way off.
100%.
So that's the summary of my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're totally spot on. And I think, what is it? Improve it. Don't
remove it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's such a missed opportunity because we have the technology. I would argue that we have the funds. And with the most respect possible, I don't think I understand putting all this money behind marketing it.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
I don't think we need to market it, especially in the off season. Maybe during the summer, yes, market it to tourists, et cetera, but put the money behind the technology. Get a more efficient tracking system, something more advanced, and it's something we could use. I mean, I'm like, okay, if we're going to lose the trolley, I'm going to start taking the trolley to work every day, and I'm going to do a test to see how late I am.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get real about it.
Monica and I had an idea yesterday to do a bar crawl, but to people's houses. Like, okay, Arch Beach Heights is going to host a little party, and then Bluebird's going to host a party, and we try to take the trolley everywhere and report back on how it went, basically.
I've done something kind of similar to that.
Okay.
But less advanced.
Sure.
And not planned ahead. Where we've all been at a house up in Temple Hills, and all, like, 18 of us have charged the trolley to go down to the bars
on
a Saturday or whatever. And it's awesome.
Of course, it's like, so
it's
fun.
Like
it's like a private
thing
limo.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
So I think we agree. Keep the trolleys, but fix them for the neighborhoods. We have no problem with hundreds of thousands of riders, I think, in the summer riding up and down PCH all day long that are mostly visitors. But if you want locals to use it, we need to have better technology in place for us to know how.
And don't make me rely on Lyft and Uber.
Right.
Because I'm just like so over having random people pick me up at my house.
Also, Uber won't even come down my driveway. They won't even.
I won't even come down your driveway.
They'll turn around. All right. So those are our thoughts in summary. Please consider joining our group. You don't have to be young. You can be any age. You just have to have a mind for Laguna Beach's future. And just type that in, Young Minds for Laguna's Future. And also speak tonight at City Council about the trolley changes. Nia, thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.